proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Whoa. Lindsay, have you ever been here for the one-star strip club reviews? We didn't start doing that until after you had deserted us.
Yeah. Oh, no, but I'm excited.
Yeah, Lindsay used to work with us, and then she took a eight-year sabbatical. And she's back and never has heard the one-star strip club reviews.
Yeah. No.
I hate telling people that, too. Like, I left for 8 years. The other day, they were like, well, 8 years? What do you mean? How many kids did you have? I'm like, okay.
It wasn't really a sabbatical.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's like, so, like, what were you doing?
She had some issues she had to deal with. Yeah.
Off the air. Two longest pregnancies in the history of the world.
Yeah.
They were huge.
Yeah.
Literally. Yeah. These are the one-star strip club reviews. These are where we go across the country and read real one-star reviews from Google, Yelp, all those services about strip clubs around the nation.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're complaining about their strip club experience.
Yeah. Okay. And if you can believe it, it's all guys. Oh. But we'll start in Orlando, Florida, where I think, we will start in Orlando, Florida, a place called the Crazy Horse. Joe left a one-star review full of rude, gross, beat-up females, just like any other strip club. But that's a given. I mean, what should I expect from someone who's willing to get naked and do gyna dances for anyone all day long as a job?
Gyna dances.
So he's against them all, it sounds like.
It sounds that way, yeah.
Yeah, because
I've never heard that.
Well, I guess they've gone from being called titty dancers to gyna dancers.
Gyna dancers.
It must be a completely nude place then, not just topless.
Maybe. I don't need full. I don't need you getting fully nude at the strip club. No, maybe that's just me.
Ever.
Yeah, you can leave your panties on. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You'll be all right.
I don't need it.
Then we'll go to Memphis, Tennessee at a place called the Gold Club. Frank left a one-star review. Terrible ripoff. Beware. The girls promise things, but never deliver.
He's psycho.
The behind-the-curtain experience is a joke. 10 minutes into their show, they'll find a reason to bring in management and call the whole thing off. any ideas you have about getting any closure is bullshit. If you hang around after the fact, you're asked to leave so you don't influence the other guests. It's unbelievable that this type of ripoff joint can still exist.
Oh, my God.
You put closure in, you know, Lord. To get some closure, if you know what I mean.
Right. Sir, you need to go to prison.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the general consensus after you read this. You're like, this guy should not be walking around.
But how many times did he experience that? Because he said once they start, they will find some, like they did it more than once.
Yeah.
You know.
He's just a mark. They're like, that guy, he'll fall for it.
It's like his face needs to be on the door. Like, don't let him in. How many times did management come in?
That's funny. Then we'll go to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, at a place called Delilah's. Jonathan.
It's Lindsay's daughter's name.
I'm offended.
Sorry. Jonathan said, this is advertised as a gentleman's club and steakhouse. Listen. If you're eating a steak here, you've got issues. One star.
No, sir, you've got issues.
But I kind of agree with him, though. I'm going to go eat a steak where, you know, down at the Crazy Horse or whatever it's called.
Yeah, there's a lot of places you can go get a steak. You don't need to go to the Crazy Horse or the whatever it is.
What always was funny to me, the place where we live now, the strip club, I don't even know if it's still there, but people would be like, I'm going for the food.
For the breakfast.
For the buffet. And it was like five-star, apparently. I don't know. I never went. But
everybody always says that. Oh, the breakfast buffet or the buffet is so good.
Yeah.
And
they,
so good.
They also had a lunch that, guys would go to lunch over there, like business guys.
Get a grip.
Yeah.
And we'll go to Portsmouth, Virginia, at a place called Pure Diamonds. Kevin left a one-star review. I went on a Thursday. I've never felt bored at a strip club before, but overall, it's pretty mediocre. They definitely will try to clean you out with the VIP lap dances. And most girls are nice, but they look like college kids. I didn't see any real vixens, though.
Vixens.
How old are they?
Also, it's apparently run by Nigerians. I've had bad past experiences with them and money. Okay. Place is shady AF, never coming back.
So you think he fell for one of those, I'm a Nigerian prince, and if you put money in my account, and then I'll...
I didn't put that together. Maybe that's what he's talking about, getting scammed by somebody who said they were from Nigeria.
He sounds like someone who would get scammed. Yeah, I
mean, you can pick him out pretty easily. That's funny. Then we'll go to Miami, Florida, at a place called the Booby Trap. Get it? Joe left a one-star review. I didn't edit out that F word. This effing stripper had the audacity to come over. I'm sorry. This effing stripper had the audacity to tell me to come over to her, and I did. As I'm walking over, she's doing that little hand signal with her fingers to ask if I have money. So I bust out a couple dollars, 30 bucks or something. I give her a little turnaround and grab some ass, and she slaps the shit out of my hand and grabs the money. I went ahead and got out of there pretty quickly. She was beautiful.
I love how he adds that at the end.
I got out of there pretty quickly with the bouncer's hand on my shoulder.
Yeah, exactly. Ready to whoop my ass.
Oh, my God.
I never heard of that. He said he spun her around and just grabbed her ass.
Because you're not supposed to touch them. No. I mean, is that? Yeah.
I mean, it's not really.
Not for $30 out there in front of everybody.
Okay. Yeah.
But what's he doing walking over and she's going like this? She's doing a little rubbing her fingers again. It's like, you know what's going on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So thought that was funny.
Well, they like to target the idiots, you know?
Yeah. You're going to lose. Then we'll go to the Top Hat Lounge in Fort Dodge, IA. Is that Iowa?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Oh, wait. No, that's Indiana.
I was like, is it Indian or Iowa?
No, Indiana's
ID.
Iowa.
I think it's Iowa.
Iowa.
Fort Dodge, Iowa, at the Top Hat Lounge. Joe said, I wasted $20 on a lap dance that wasn't worth a butt lick. I felt like I was in a prison of fat girls that couldn't shake anything but the ground. One of the girls walked up and offered a dance. Next thing I knew, I was stuck in the Grand Canyon of butt crack. 1 star. Thinks he's a comedian, I guess. I don't know.
He kind of is.
It's kind of funny. There is humor in this.
Nothing but the ground.
They couldn't shake nothing but the ground. I'm talking fat.
How fat? No.
Yeah, I mean, honestly. Then we'll go to Phoenix, Arizona, at a place called Band-Aids, which we've had one from there before, but it's such a gross name.
Yeah, why would you name a strip club Band-Aids?
There's a reason, is because like at one point it was illegal to show your nipples, so the strippers resorted to putting Band-Aids on their nipples, the name stuck.
So did the Band-Aid.
Yeah, exactly. Peter left a 1-star review. This is clearly where strippers go to die. Fat, old, bored, and heinous looking moms and meth heads giving not so discreet hand jobs to shifty patrons. Nobody tipping at all. Just an overwhelming cloud of depression and angst looming over the whole nasty parade.
Oh, Lord. Love how he says moms. Sure. I mean,
this guy's a pretty good writer, though.
He's not a bad writer. The whole nasty parade. Love that.
Wordsmith.
Yeah. And then we'll wrap up in Austin, Texas. Keep Austin weird. At a place called Chicas Bonitas.
Oh.
Tom.
That means beautiful chicks.
Is that what it is?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tom said, terrible service. Chicas Bonitas? No. More like Chicas Gorditas. Hardly any girls, and the ones that are there are rude and fat. Don't come here unless you're desperate. It's sad because the management is beyond pathetic. They have no idea how to talk to customers who come ready to spend money. Instead, they want to be critical and keep asking you to pay your check. And then send less than 2 girls over to you the whole time you're there. This place is terribly managed, horribly organized, and makes you feel uncomfortable AF. You're probably saying, dude, it's a strip club, chill. For sure, I know this. But when's the last time you were legit pissed at a strip club? This place blows. 1 star.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Heaven forbid them ask you to pay your bill.
Yeah, he's like, they keep harassing me to pay my tab. Bunch of dicks. They're like, make sure you get that guy to pay.
How many shift changes are you going to have? You get a shift change after every drink I order?
Yeah, they must have seen him coming. They're like, make sure he just settles up before you swap out of here.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.